tonight is Culture Night across all of Ireland. Now, I would like to take our next two readers, and I'd like to welcome up Niall Leonard and Maura Connolly.
This is a little piece that I got inspiration from.
About 3 years ago, my business went into liquidation. One of the first victims of the crash. So I found myself with time in my hands, and I was determined to turn the time into something positive and not to sit at home and watch telly. I'm Niall Leonard, and I'm a member of the Kildare Writers' Circle. As far as I can remember, I've been a reader, and I've always wanted to write. Circle really is a group of people that support each other in their love of writing and reading.
This year we took part in Culture Night. We wanted to do something ourselves, so we thought, let's have a reading of our original writing. I'm Brenda Drum. I'm the coordinator of Kildare Writers' Circle in Newbridge in County Kildare.
This is a piece that I wrote about 3 years ago, and it's inspired by my journey with a rare form of cancer that I discovered I was in remission from.
A lot of the stuff that I write would be about life. In recent years, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I've found writing to be very healing for me because I've been able to put an awful lot of stuff down on paper and process an awful lot of stuff. And I did that as I was going through. I have journals right up to the diagnosis, what I was feeling.
Or the first rather piece from our young adult writing group, Emma Tobin, and Emma is 15 years of age.
I was very annoyed about not getting into the adult group, and I said, why don't we set up one for teenagers? Members of our teen team took part in Culture Night. There was a sense of just complete wonder in the air, because everybody was just, it was their best pieces, it meant everything to them.
Too loud the silence, stretch on and on. And for a moment I missed how quiet my life used to be.
I read out a piece called Monster. It's about this girl who's abused by this guy and she's in the hospital afterwards. He kind of just beat her up and stuff, and then she goes back to him and he turns her into this kind of monster. If you write something and nobody reads it, did you even really write it? It doesn't mean anything. But when you share it with people, it suddenly means something. It's out there.
The people I want to thank, the families, the spouses, the kids who let us spend two glorious hours.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you really pleased with your reading?
I am really. When I start reading, I'm really glad that class we did with Peter Hussey.
About 2 years ago, I signed up for a creative writing class in Newbridge Library, and it was one class a month for 6 months. And at the end of the 6 months, the facilitator turned to me and said, this group has to stay together, it's really good, there's a lot of friendships after building up, and would you consider being the coordinator of it? So we've been meeting as the Kildare Writers' Circle for about 2 years now.
So I just get you back into the swing of things. Would you write between 5 and 10 lines on autumn or...
We meet once a month for 2 hours in Newbridge Library. We have a little warm-up exercise. It could be something to do with grammar. It could be just a little write 10 lines on a particular topic. We'd always take the time to listen back to what everyone has written. It's been life-changing for some of the members in the group. In the last 2 years, we've become regular contributors to KFM, the local radio station. We've done 2 audio anthologies now.
Oh God, it's impossible to describe Brenda. She does kind of drag us up by her bootstraps and make us believe in herself simply because of her own self-belief.
Writing is very solitary. It's always good, I think, to have a support group.
On a silent count of 3, we lifted an awkward, unrehearsed movement and hoisted the payload casket onto our waiting shoulders.
Reading is a big part of writing. You have to learn how to read. The first time I came here and I was asked to read out something in front of a group, it sounds rather stupid. I'm a grown man. Why can't I stand up and speak in public? And I'm well used to it. But when it's something you've wrote, it's completely different. I found from day one, when I first read out a piece, I put my head to the table and took one breath. And it's like trying to swim the length of a pool without breathing. You just want to get to the end, and we've all done it.
Very good. That's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
You had me
That was brilliant.
Now I've learned to swim and pause for breath. So if you want to not just progress, that's part of personal development, and that kind of stuff helps you in your everyday life.
Hi.
Hello.
How are things?
I am Jason Conroy. I live in Kildare. I'm 16 years old. I do like writing. It allows you to create pretty much anything. You create beautiful images, beautiful scenarios, places, interesting things, travel thousands of miles without taking a step. It's all about creating things in the mind. Last week was my first time. I was a bit nervous at first, but there's a very nice group ethic. It's been very accepting, very inclusive. It was great.
Emily Dickinson poem, but I don't know. Does anybody want to read out what they've written?
Autumn leaves falling, red, orange, brown, the brisk rustling sound. Cold weather and warmer...
I'm Roisin Nolan and I'm 15 from Newbridge. I think when you're writing, you can express your feelings without having to talk to anyone. It's just a way of escapism. And when you're in writing scene, it's just all the ideas are bouncing off each other and you just get more confidence talking to other writers and their determination reflects on you as well.
Eventually, they all fall.
Wow.
That's amazing. What is that? Read that line again.
Some people might think it's uncool, but when you're writing, it's not just one type. Everybody has their individual way of writing, so it's something you care about. You're not just writing words that mean nothing to you. That's coming from what you feel. So if you're writing about something you like, then it's going to be completely different to the person next to you.
I brought goodies as usual.
In a way, it harkens back to the type of stuff that we did when there was no Nintendo DS, there was no PlayStation, there was no TV on demand. People went to each other's houses, they shared stories, they sang songs, and they told old stories. And that's how stories were passed down from generation to generation. And it's nice to have that sort of harking back to what used to happen in Ireland years ago. But the friendship element is a wonderful byproduct.
I think the subject last week was loss, and some of the stuff that came out, the immediate thing is grieving and death, and but some of the stuff that came out was just way out. I don't know where some of the people's imaginations come from or where they're going, but it's fantastic stuff.
I love the 2 hours every Saturday morning. I absolutely love the 2 hours where I get to park being a mother, being a wife, being a colleague, being an employee, being in the rat race. And I just get to be Brenda, the writer and the creator. And that's why I think the writing in class that we do is really, really important.
And we'll see you at the next class. Thanks,
Mary. Thank you.
Okay, well done.